Weeks after Hurricane Florence lingered over North and South Carolina, another faster-moving hurricane is projected to hit the state. Hurricane Michael looks like it will hit Charlotte between Thursday and Friday morning. WFAE's Cole Del Charco reports.
This morning, Governor Roy Cooper had a somber message for a state recently ravaged by a hurricane. Prepare.
We know we have to be ready, and hurricane-weary North Carolinians cannot let their guard down just because we're fatigued with Hurricane Florence.
In a press conference Tuesday morning, Cooper said another hurricane could compound recent damage from Florence.
We have saturated ground, which could exacerbate flash flooding and have weakened trees, which could cause more trees to fall than normal.
That's especially the case for the eastern part of the state, but could also apply to the Charlotte region. In Charlotte, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service said it only takes an inch or two of rain to cause some flooding. The city is expected to get 3 to 5 inches. You can also expect strong winds. Sustained winds could be between 10 and 20 miles per hour in Charlotte, with gusts of up to 30 miles per hour. Tim Porter, the city of Charlotte's arborist, says that could be a problem for the city's tree canopy. Anytime winds get to 15 miles per hour, trees are at risk.
There's always going to be some level of weaker, declining trees that are going to fall in the next storm, no matter how close it is behind the previous one.
Even though Hurricane Florence was one of the worst events for downed trees in recent history, causing 549 to fall into roads alone, that doesn't mean it cleared all of the weak trees. In fact, Porter says Florence probably caused trees to decline and weaken more quickly than normal, and those trees could be at risk in Hurricane Michael. To make sure the streets are clear, Porter and the rest of the folks at the Tree Canopy Preservation Program are making preparations and training new people to take on a possible surge of downed trees.
My guess it's going to be, if it was a direct hit, it'd be a smaller impact. But it's possible if the wind and the rain is high enough, it could be as damaging.
The National Weather Service projects Hurricane Michael will exit the Atlantic coast near the Virginia-North Carolina border Friday morning. For WFAE News, I'm Cole Del Charco.